from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We say bye-bye-bye to 610 Sports Radio. Tomorrow we go to the FM side, 96.5, the Fan, baby. Can't wait.
Woo!
Already seen excited from the text line. No more lightning static. I can hear you guys all the way out in Belton. I can hear you in Raymore. I can hear you in
actually, the dirty
Iowa.
Little secret is you can listen anywhere on the Odyssey app, too, whether still you're traveling us, or whatnot. So,
are you
yeah.
excited to drive to a new location tomorrow for a job?
I am. Okay. It's going to be interesting to see how I get there. Yeah.
It's probably going
to
be the same drive
probably
you always
exact
had.
Same
probably
going to
sit in that
yeah.
same chair.
Probably in the
still
same studio.
Look at this gorgeous face.
Yeah. Hopefully
just
we're
ask
not
Tammy from the Westin. She thinks it's gorgeous.
Tammy likes you. She's a big fan, which is, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that I'm hearing from right now that are like, I really like what you guys have going on. And usually when you start something new, Dusty, nobody likes anything. So
yeah,
tip of the cap to me.
Yep. Bob gets credit. Kling gets credit. Matt gets credit.
That's right.
Those are the three driving horses that got this this guy here. So, and Steven Spector.
I hope we don't have to look at this banner anymore either.
I hope we don't have to smell it.
Oh, does it smell?
You're used to it.
I don't smell it, no.
Ugh.
I come in and Lysol the whole studio down anyway.
Do you remember when you used to get like an action figure and open it up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
like that
what it
smell?
Smells like
oh,
constantly.
Okay.
You like it for about 5 minutes
yeah,
and then you're
you
over.
Get that. You know, you're hoofing the action figure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to.
Whiteout, markers, dittos, all that good stuff that we got the sniff back in the day in high school. Nobody
rubber
sniffs
cement.
That stuff.
You could hoof that a little bit. I got detention for a day. Mr. Pumphrey, technology, Hall McCarter, shout it out. I don't know if he's still alive. I hope so. Smoked a lot of cigs.
Did he?
Like, this is back when he would go outside and we'd work. He'd go outside of his back door. He'd come back in smelling like an ashtray. You're like,
what,
that guy's
what class
cool.
was that?
Technology.
Technology.
Yes,
yeah, so
that's
okay.
when we built the race car.
Yeah.
You put the little CO2 cartridge in it. I got second place.
Nice.
I did not cheat. It wasn't a Pine Tar Derby episode from South Park. If you get that reference,
yes.
congratulations. No, kids are going back to school. So I thought this is a fun topic for you and myself and Mac. High school starts today for your
for
daughter.
For my kid. My daughter's going to be a fresh,
a big
huge
day, for
day
you.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a big day. Delaney, love you. Have a great time over at Olathe East today. And, you know, I was driving with her Monday. And,
yeah.
And, you know, yesterday was like that half day freshman orientation mm-hmm. type stuff. Right. And I said, what's your biggest fear, you know, going into high school? And I know what my biggest fear was for her going into high school. And she goes, I don't have one anymore. I go, oh, okay. What was your biggest fear? And she goes, not having anybody in my lunch. And I'm like, exactly. That Dude. That was my biggest, like, and I think, you know, people don't know this, you know, and I don't talk about it that much. I'm kind of an introvert at heart. This is my way of being an extrovert and, you know, getting that kind of out of my system. And mm-hmm. so she's very much like me, very kind of introverted and,
yeah.
and whatnot. And she's coming out of her shell and I'm very proud of it. I still have work to do to come out of mine. And she said, no, I was really concerned about lunch. And I go, I was as well. I think that's the biggest fear for a lot of people going into high school because you're, you know, it's a new school, it's a new place, you don't know what to expect. And all you want to do is see that familiar face at lunchtime so you have somebody to sit with mm-hmm. and you don't have to feel like you're sitting all by yourself. And she goes, no, I found out some other people are in that lunch as well. Like, okay, good. My biggest fear is subsided. She's going to be great in school. I'm mm-hmm. really, really excited about it. But as the parent of a high school kid, my God, like what?
She'll be driving next year.
She's supposed to have a driving lesson today, but it got canceled. So,
my dad and mom.
Yeah.
First day's enough, kid.
Like she, somebody else is going to take her to driving school, whatever. Right. Like, cause I think it's better that way.
I would 100% agree.
I think it's better that way. You know,
they're also in fear that their parent is sitting next to them. You're also going to be the person like break, turn, right, signal. And they're just like, you're stressing me out.
Exactly. Yeah. No, 100% about that. And so, that's not just, and my wife even said, she goes, I'll pay how many lessons we need to pay for as long as we don't have to do it, because at least on that car, the guy's got a brake and can figure some things out. Like, we can't, like, it's just easier that way. But like, as a father of a first time high schooler, like, I'm looking for advice from people who have gone through this. Like, what's the MO, man, being a high school dad? What do? You know?
Yeah. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
Right.
Text line 913-586-7610. Best high school memories? Do you have a first day of school memory? Do you have did you have a favorite lunchbox? Did you have? See, I was lucky, and I'll be honest, I can go first on this.
Sure.
I was lucky.
Yeah.
I had a very, very solid group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing about this, you saw them that Saturday night at Red Door Wine Store.
Sure.
Those were all my friends in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we're 37, 36 years old. We're still a tight-knit group. So high school for me was probably a lot easier than a lot of people.
Sure.
And I'm thankful for that. I thank God every day for my friends. I think that it's one of those things where it's like, I had a helpful step, right? Like, mm-hmm. I knew going to school that I was going to see Nick, Alex, Paul. I was going to see all those guys, no matter what. And then where I got really lucky was every year in my high school, sophomore to senior year, our lunches were basically all the same. So I didn't have to worry about, oh, where am I going to sit? Oh, okay, these guys are at this table. We're good. The other thing that I was really fortunate about is at my high school, when I was a freshman, we had a freshman center where all the kids from Blue Springs South and all the kids from Blue Springs as freshmen went to one building. It used to be called George F. Baker, I believe. They made it a freshman center.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool that I got to go see.
So a freshman year was spent away from the high school.
Yeah, for both high schools.
Yeah.
So all the freshmen were one building.
Do they still do that?
I believe so. And it was awesome.
Was it?
Yes, because I had friends that went to Blue Springs South. And I had my friends that went to Blue Springs. And everybody went to a different middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But after middle school, half of you went to a high school. The other half went to the other high school.
Right.
Well, for one solid year, we all got to be in one building and have classes together. And you built friendships that still last to this day. So I kind of had two first days of high school. I had first day of freshman center. And then I had the first day of the high school. So I loved high school. I was fortunate because I had a big group of friends. Also, I was older. So my first year of sophomore year, I was driving, which means I had everybody call me and be like, hey man, on the way to school, can you pick me up?
Yeah, what year did you flunk kindergarten?
What's that?
Did you flunk kindergarten?
No, I just had a birthday in August.
You started late.
So
yeah,
I was on that pivotal. I could have gone up a grade, but mom was like, eh. And then,
no, it's better that way.
Good call.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Sure.
Now people are doing it for sports purposes,
correct,
which I find to be absolutely pathetic.
Correct.
Like, if you're holding your child back a year because you think they're going to be some sort of athlete, you're a loser. I'm just going to put it out there right now, because your kid ain't going to be a professional athlete. And if you're holding him back for that, then that's the reason and why you're doing that, you got to screw loose. But I
guess
I think
the freshman center is now closed. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. It's weird. Some places do have freshmen. So I thought some places moved away from that. When my first job in Texas, they had a sixth grade center where they put everybody for a year, and then they went to seventh and eighth grade to their middle school. Like, I think it just kind of depends on the population and obviously what works best for those buildings. But you know, for me, high school was fine, nothing memorable. But college is where I thrived. Like that's where I really took that next step and started to kind of grow as a person. We were talking about it during break where, you know, you went to college that first semester and then you came home and it's like, oh my God, I got to answer to my parents again. Like, why are you asking where I'm going? I've had 4 months of doing whatever I wanted and not having to answer. Then you have to get back into that routine. That's why I never understand. Like, I don't want to live at home again. But Mac is dealing with that right now. I'm sure your mom's on your ass all the time. Where are you going? What are you doing? Where are you going? What are you doing? Find an apartment.
Searching.
You already know it.
Yeah.
We're looking.
Look for that apartment. Get it fast. I'm looking for advice from other high school parents. It's like, what to expect, man? How to handle this thing as a parent as my kid goes into high school? Because you know what the kids are all about.
Mm-hmm.
But as a parent, how do you handle it? Are you more hands off? You more hands on? You involved in every, you know, moment of what they've got going on? Do you let them grow a little bit? Like, that's kind of what I'm looking for. Yeah. And, you know, do I embarrass them at the football games or, you know, I've never been one of those. I just kind of just sit there and, you know, I'm never going to be one of those that's yelling and screaming at sporting events. My wife, on the other hand, is a different story, but.
And both your daughters play sports, right?
Yeah.
That's huge. That was a huge help for me in high. Extracurricular activities was huge for me.
Sure it is. Absolutely.
Got your friend group, had something to do, kind of had a passion. But yeah, high school's tough, man, especially at the beginning. I moved in high school. It sucked.
Yeah, it does. Somebody on the text line pointed out they went to 4 high schools in 4 years.
Oh.
I can't imagine doing that, man. Like, it is hard. Dude. It is so hard to be a high school kid and then to have to be the new kid every year for 4 years.
I can't imagine.
Man, I would not have liked that at all. I would not like that at all. From the 636, keep them involved in school activities, extracurriculars, continues to build character out of class. Yeah.
That's it.
I think that's, you know, that's kind of the idea. And that's what we're doing. She's going to try out for tennis. She's going to bowl, play soccer.
Yes.
You know? Just have some fun, man. Like,
yeah.
like do things.
Try things now.
Yeah, you get the opportunity to do it and try some different stuff. And so that's kind of, you know, where I am. My son's starting preschool. He's in the first percentile of height and weight. If he continues this trajectory, I'll hold him back for a year just for his self-esteem. Yeah, I understand. Sure, absolutely. Yeah. You want to hold him back for something like that, that's fine. You know, you don't feel that they're quite ready yet. That's great. But if you're holding him back because you think your kid's going to dominate on the football team, come on. I think, you know, some other people are pointing out about the lunch hour. The biggest fear for everybody was that lunch thing, making sure that you have, you know, somebody that you're going to be able to sit with. That's the most important time of the day.
Yeah. Well, I remember I had not a friend, he was an acquaintance of our group, and he said, "Do you guys have FIDA Ed 2? And we're like, "What class is that?" "Physical Education 2 is what he was referencing. I'm dead serious.
Say that again.
He goes, "Do you guys have FIDA Ed 2 as
FIDA?"
Well? Yeah. And I go, "What are you talking about, FIDA Ed 2? Physical Education 2, the acronym." I said, "He's not going to make it." Well, guess what? He didn't graduate.
He didn't graduate. He did not graduate high school.
Did not graduate. Loser.
What's he doing now?
Couldn't tell you. Don't care. Never liked the guy.
From the 913, I have twin boys starting 9th grade at Lawrence High today. That's an interesting dynamic because my daughters are 12 months, 20 days apart. So I got a 9th grader and an 8th grader and completely different people. Completely different people. My oldest one is more like me, more reserved, just kind of like to watch things happen. My other one will talk the paint off a wall, as you know, we've had those discussions. So completely different. I wonder if the twins are completely different as well, too. Like, how different that dynamic. One guy's going to come back and had a great day. The other one's going to be like, "Oh, I didn't have such a great day."
Terrible.
Like, I can't imagine dealing with double the high school emotions that are going to go on today over there for you, man.
I also thought it was interesting. Somebody says, first day of kindergarten as a parent, well, you have any advice for me? I'll tell you this. Take as much video as you can because that kid's just only going to get older and you're going to want to remember those moments. I'm old enough to know that I was just at my house. I sent you guys the pictures of when I was younger. And I can repost one of, I guess I can repost some of them. But I remember I could see the pictures. There were parents with the old video camera recorders. And I could see my mom in these pictures. And you can just tell she's an emotional wreck. Because there I am in the bus window looking out, waving, excited, and all the parents like, you'll never get that memory again.
No, like my wife sent in pictures this morning of you know, our daughter in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And side by side with her high school pic. I'm like, God, it makes you just go, look at Max like crying over there.
That's
like,
that's happy, but it's sad.
It goes so fast.
That's crazy.
It's more about us watching our lives spiral away.
Right. And I have this question before we go to break. Is the first day of school harder for the parent or the student?
Depending on what grade it is, I think.
High school, freshman.
Oh, yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
Because my daughter said to my wife yesterday, she goes, "I thought Dad was going to get ready to start crying in the car the other day." And I was like, I was really close to crying. Like, they don't understand. And I don't think I understood until I became a parent.
Mm-hmm.
The love that you have for your child is just unquestionably.
No doubt.
It's like it's to a different level. The only thing that makes you happy, and this is where I'm speaking from, the only thing that makes me happy is when I see those two girls come home and they had a great day and they're happy. And my mother always used to say, you're only as happy as your most unhappy child, right? And that is true. When your kid's going through something and it's not going right for them, your heart breaks. I mean, it shatters when it's not going right for your child. And the kids don't understand that. And but then they have kids and they're like, oh my God, I totally see what you're talking about. So yeah, like I was emotional. I think my wife was emotional yesterday dropping her off, you know, at high school and whatnot, because you've watched them grow. And now it's like your childhood basically just ended on Tuesday. And now it's time to get into high school. Grades matter. Sports matter. Like all this stuff matters. And you take it to a new level and, you know, you're with them every step of the way. And you're thinking in 4 years, they're off to college and childhood is done. And I'm not ready for that, because that means I'm older. My mother said to me the other day, she goes, you know, when the Olympics come around, you're going to be over 50 again. I'm like, yeah, thanks, Mom. I appreciate that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.